But speaking of interesting, Dave Gertz is here from Proceed. Hello, Dave.
Hey, hello, Mick.
Now, big news this morning as we get from the Philippines on Enlist.
Oh, that's a milestone so that we can go to work and we can start filling the orders for the Enlist products that people have been talking about.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Indeed it is. Now, this has been a long process, and guys are pretty hesitant, but you've been talking to farmers. Who should take a...
Well, number one guy that if you've been a Liberty grower and using Liberty only, it's time to look at this new technology. This Enlist process has been going on for a number of years, and the varieties are extremely good. We've got a 0.3 variety that I have growers that are Liberty growers, and I have talked to them and said, you know, I want you to plant at least a quarter of this because you can spray Liberty, you can spray glyphosate on it, or you can use the collated 2,4-D or the Enlist product.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting. I had seed production of this last year, and I had a grower that he got done harvesting, and he ordered 600 units of it, and it wasn't labeled. We couldn't enter the order or any of that, but right now we got the free rein to let her buck.
All right, so that's what you got to do. Now you got to go enter his order this afternoon, huh?
Well, yeah. And then that news from China today that, you know, approving or saying that they're going to buy $30 billion more U.S. product. I mean, I read that on somebody's phone this morning and haven't got all the details, but that's another exciting thing. It's
the news is good.
The news is really, really good.
Yeah, and as a result, the markets were higher today.
Yes.
So it's a good day to make a decision on what to plant this spring. Because
yeah,
the guys have been dragging their feet, haven't they?
Yeah, I talked to two different bankers at the show here and just kind of quizzed them a little about what, you know, their producers are doing. And both of them said that they have they're approving loans. It doesn't look like anybody's going to be shut down. Some of the ones that are a little close, they're working with them, and it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But he said there's a number of them that haven't decided what they're going to do. But you know, as you look at it, wheat showed a high profit, soybeans was kind of even to down a little. But as you look at the markets and where things are, what's one of the biggest crops that we have with the potential to see some increases, and that's soybeans.
Yeah.
So I think this news, the Philippines news, the China news, I mean, everything is in a positive way for the producer in America.
4 or 5 months ago, the glass was half empty, but now the glass is half full and getting fuller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the right way to look at it.
Yeah.
It's half full and
getting fuller.
And getting fuller. You bet,
yeah.
Nick. Absolutely.
Yeah. So at Proceed, then, like you said, you've got a full production of Enlist here last year and all the other varieties that are appropriate for this part of the country.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a full line of the Extend products, which is the Banville product and along with the Enlist products, we've also got the GT27, which is a glyphosate Liberty product and can be sprayed, there's a fair amount of interest in that also. So it's pretty exciting, and you know, supplies are okay, but if with all these approvals, the supplies might tighten up. So it's time to talk to your local dealer or give me a call, and we'll get you taken care of and get you covered.
Yeah, it's not like the McRibs that come and go at McDonald's. I mean, this seed might disappear in a hurry.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Because most all of the suppliers and producers of seed production, you know, it wasn't guaranteed, and there was some pretty good stipulations where it was going to be pretty spendy for us if it didn't get approved. Now we have it, so those are in the back window.
Yeah.
So we're looking to that windshield, and we're looking forward.
Yeah, 2019 is going to be a pretty good year.
It looks like it could be a terrific year.
Yeah, and farmers are going to grow big crops, big yields. They've done that for the last 7 years in a row. Every year, the national average or APH on the farm goes up.
You bet. That's the American farmer. Uh-huh. That's what they have the ability to do. If they can make a profit, they can grow it. They're not afraid to put inputs in to get those high-end yields. I mean, They're the best farmers in the world.
Yeah. But doggone it, after all these years, Banville still works, though, huh?
You better believe it. the people that had, if you've got a kosher problem, the Extend product is definitely a product to use. But with the Enlist being cleared and you have a kosher problem, you can spray that with Liberty. And there's no known weed resistant to Liberty. Mm-hmm. So it can smoke them too. So we're where I travel in that northeastern part of the state, kosher is our number one problem. You get further south, you get into some water hemp, mare's tail, and some other stuff. But our biggest problem is kosher, and it's starting to show up with some resistance. And another one that seems to be showing up, the resistance to the Roundup, is wild oats.
Oh, my. For any particular reason? Or?
Well, I guess I don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, there's you hear the talk, but, you know, we're rotating with our Extend product. We've got our Liberty canola. So you're not seeing it everywhere, but it's a farmer that doesn't have these other crops mixed in and having these other modes of action being sprayed.
Yeah.
That they know they got a problem out there.
Yeah. Well, now there's more tools in the toolbox.
Absolutely.
To deal with that.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, another weed you didn't mention is common ragweed.
Correct.
Out there in western Minnesota. So yeah. We need more tools to make that an uncommon. Mm-hmm. Ragweed. Make it few and far between.
Yeah. No, you just need a little bigger toolbox.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, need seed, proceed. That's what Keith says. That's what everybody says.
That's exactly right.
And so what's the best way to get a hold of you there?
You can call or go on to proceed.net on their webpage. You can call me at 302-0356. On our webpage, we have all the listings of our DSMs and the areas that they cover, and we can help you. As I've said for many, many years, we got you covered.
And when was the last time you shut your phone off? 1980 something.
Yeah. I only put it on airplane mode when I'm on an airplane, so yeah, I don't shut it off.
Well, we'll call you because need seed, proceed.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Thanks, Dave.
Always good talking to you.
Yeah, likewise. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.